I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. NFL playoffs. Let's talk about them. Here we go. First game, 4:30 Saturday. This isn't bad. 4:30 on Saturday. Rams-Panthers. Rams 12-5. Panthers 8-9. Panthers have won 7 of the past 10 meetings, with the most important being 31-28 home win over the Rams in week 13.
So this always felt like the honorary Texans game. Like, it's kind of weird that the Texans aren't playing in this game.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? I thought I saw it floating around somewhere.
And the Texans own that 4:30 slot.
Oh, God, weekend. Every yeah. year when the Texans made the playoffs, and it was always like TJ Yates versus, somebody yeah. else, or Brian Hoyer had a couple of those in his back pocket, which is good for him. That always felt like that 4:30 Saturday game was built for the Houston Texans. So it's kind of weird to not have the Houston Texans in that game. Rams. I think Rams.
This isn't even a question.
But good for the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. The arrow seems to be pointing up in Carolina. Dave Canales seems to have that figured out. They might have something in Bryce Young.
FanDuel says Rams by 10.5.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tedderow and McMillan is legit.
All right, that's easy. Rams over Panthers.
That dude is legit, though.
Let's go to the next game. Another one that's expected to be close. One that will be near and dear to your heart. One of the greatest rivalries in all of sports. Packers-Bears. Packers 9-7-1 against the Bears 11-6.
If you put your ear to the ground at about 9 o'clock, you will probably hear the rumblings of a grown man having a fit.
That would be you.
Yeah, that'll be me. That'll be me.
Is the difference this game being in Chicago?
It's going to be snow.
Yeah.
Talking snow for this bad
Packers
boy.
Packers know snow. That's not that big a deal.
Oh, I know, but just more from a viewing perspective. It is a big deal because Chicago's defense has been a lot better at home than it is on the road. They kind of have a Browns thing going mm-hmm. where the home defense is really good, and on the road, I think it's like 30th, and at home, it's like in the 20s. So it's a better defense at home. They've had the turnover luck this entire time. The Packers come in without Micah Parsons. They're banged up. Zach Tom's banged up as well, the right tackle. We'll see what this looks like. I got a feeling this is a shootout.
All right, so you're taking the Bears, even though you're Packers, man.
I will take the Packers in this game.
Oh, you're taking the Packers.
I will take the Packers in this game, and then that way, when I get hit, I'll get hit double. Who are you taking?
I took the Bears. I'll take the Bears in this
game. Okay, what's your reason?
Packers are favorite. I think home field makes a little bit of a difference. And what's crazy about this is, you think Packers-Bears and the tradition of that, they've only played 3 times in the postseason. It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL. Bears won, I'm just reading this, 33-14 back in 1941. Packers won 21-14 in the NFC Championship game back in 2011.
Seems
weird.
It makes sense just because they've been in the same division for so long.
I get it.
It makes some level of sense.
Next stop, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Bills, Jaguars.
Jaguar. You start this one.
Even though the game's in Jacksonville, I just haven't really been able to buy into Jacksonville. I think the Bills win this. I know people want to rip on the Bills defense lately, but I like Buffalo. I think this is Buffalo's chance. In a year where things are wide open, this is, I don't know. I just think this is it. I think the Bills finally get to make some hay and they move forward in the playoffs.
I'm with you on the Bills, but the Jags are legit. Liam Cohen has turned that thing around. I mean, as much as we were all poking fun of him for the fact that he sounded like one of the little green men from Toy Story when he did the Duval thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, he just it'll make me laugh until the end of time of him doing Duval and just doing it like, dude.
Would you rather have him or would you rather have Ben Johnson? That's a tough rookie question.
That's a fun one.
Yeah,
I like this. Boy, Ben Johnson's got the track record, but he's also got more talent. I'll say Ben Johnson, but I think that's one of those where if you had either of them, you're doing well.
I like Ben Johnson, too. All right, so you're taking who in this game?
I will take...
Taking the Jags or taking the Bills?
I'll take the Bills, but this one is going to be real close.
It's close. The line, the FanDuel line on that is 1.5 Bills. Next game, 4:30. This is another fun one. It's a long way. Are the Niners in Youngstown practicing this week? I wonder. I didn't even think about that. San Francisco is at Philadelphia. I doubt it.
But. All right, before we get too far.
We got news? What?
Before we get too far, tell me this does not sound like one of the little green men from Toy Story.
Duval.
Does it not?
Yes, it does.
Claw will tell us who will stay and who will go.
Close.
Yeah, every time. It's just
Duval.
That's scary, man. It's like Vecna.
It just, that's good. It just, it sounds every time like the little green man from Toy Story.
It does. All right, now we can move forward.
All right, sorry.
Niners at Eagles. Niners 12-5 having to travel to Philadelphia to take on the 11-6. Eagles, that is a 4:30 kick. FanDuel says Eagles 4.5.
That's going to be a fun one. That's going to be really fun.
Some of these matchups are good. Monday Nighters.
Do you buy this Eagles team? This Eagles team has been like the weirdest good team that I can remember in a while because the offense has just been so stuck in the mud.
I got to tell you what I don't buy. I don't buy San Francisco.
I give Kyle Shanahan a tutter.
I like Kyle Shanahan. I'm trying to remember which game. The last game was 2 weeks ago or last week's game. I was just like, ugh. I don't like this at all.
Somewhere Jeff is now making fun of me for Kyle Shanahan love, but...
Always do a PowerPoint presentation for him.
Still an all-timer. I can't...
Get me out of here!
I can't believe... By the way, could you imagine...
How come no one has said that? How did they let Kyle Shanahan walk out the door?
Can anybody...
We've heard Mike Vrabel about 1,000 times. How could they not let Kyle Shanahan walk out the door?
I may or may not have healed that one. Yeah. Can you imagine going into your job at the time and being so miserable that you put together a PowerPoint presentation and put your boss in a room and go, here are the reasons why
you should let me out of my contract?
Leave.
If I answer yes, am I outing anybody? Never happened here, I can tell you that. Ready for this? So who are you taking in this game?
I will take the Niners in this game. I think Kyle Shanahan will put it together. I think the defense will be just good enough. I can see Brock Purdy. Ricky Pearsall is legit, man. That's a good wide receiver that they picked up. That dude is legitimate. I'll take the Niners.
Fly, Eagles, fly. I like the Eagles. And the San Francisco's got to come all the way across the country to play this game.
I can see that being the case. I would not be shocked if Philly... I just watch Philly all year, and it's like watching... You ever watch a team before where you could tell that everybody playing really doesn't like each other that much?
Yep.
That's what I feel like watching Philly.
I don't know. I'm kind of in on Philly there, too. Next game, Sunday Nighter. Chargers. Patriots. Harbaugh, Vrabel, I love it.
Good old-fashioned football guy.
Drake May is your MVP. You tell me. I still ain't buying the Patriots, and I don't know if the Chargers. I just gave you this whole reason why I thought Philly would have home field advantage or it would take advantage of home field advantage. Now, this game, Patriots 3.5-point favorites.
Vegas would tell you the Pats are the best team. Well, and their record would tell you that the Pats are the best team in this whole thing. I just think they're young. This is Drake May, you know, fighting his way into the playoffs. They're the number one seed or the number two.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
See, I should say, I'm not there. I think the Pats are going to win this one, but I don't think they go a whole lot farther. And it's just because if the two tackles were healthy for the Chargers, which they've been out all year and they've made it work, but if Joe Alt and Slater were healthy for the Chargers, I'd have a different argument. I just don't. I think the Pats get this one and then lose in the next round.
Scare you that it's Drake May's first playoff game, too.
Do you think he's too dumb to know better, or do you think he might be thinking about that a little bit?
I
know that's a lot of things in a row.
I think the first series will be very important for him.
Okay.
And then to see what happens after that. So if he comes out, he's a little bit nervous, it might be hard to shake that for the rest of the game. Or he can...
That's gonna be really fun.
I'm trying to argue with myself. It's bad radio when I start arguing with myself, but
Jesse Minter as well. Interviewing with the Browns. You're gonna keep an eye on that defense.
Yeah,
you want to see what they can do. See if he gets fired up on the sidelines. He might be at the booth.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers. I feel it. I'm going with the Chargers.
Interesting. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers.
I like it.
The next one, the game I'm looking forward to the most is Monday night, Houston and Pittsburgh. I don't know why we had this conversation before. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't stand the Steelers. Not a big fan of their fans. And yet, for some reason, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm kind of rooting for the Steelers. I think I'm rooting for what you're wired. Yeah, I know.
She's got an Iron City and a Virginia Slim for you.
Is it Icy Light or just regular?
Oh, it's Icy Light. Come on now. Can you buy IC proper? Or IC Heavy, I should say? I don't know if you can.
Oh, that's a good one. They used to have IC coolers, and if you were 19, you could drink those if you're of drinking age.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
I don't know why. Why am I rooting for Aaron Rodgers? Why? What is wrong with me?
I think it's
There is something about Aaron Rodgers that I want to root for him now, and I have no idea why.
I think it's the age thing.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Because he's older than me?
I think it's the age thing. I think it's the fact that you want to see if this older guy in a league of youngins can come out here and whip these whippersnappers into shape.
How do you think DK Metcalf's going to play on Monday night?
Angry.
Yeah, I think he's going to be angry too.
I think that's what it is with people. I think you watch Aaron Rodgers and you're like, I want to see if this guy can get these whippersnappers into shape and show them how quarterbacks should play.
All right, I'm taking the Steelers. Who are you taking?
I'll take the Texans.
Why am I taking the Steelers? I know better.
I'm sure you're going against an O-State quarterback. I figured you'd be all in because C.J. Stroud's standing right there.
I don't know why. I'm more intrigued by Aaron Rodgers than I am C.J. Stroud.
It's going to be fun. Like, the Houston defense is the best defense in football. They are legit. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are going to be coming after Aaron Rodgers, but nobody gets the ball out faster than Aaron Rodgers. He does not want to be hit. but he's so accurate on top of it that it's not like you're watching Ben Roethlisberger at the end where he'll just throw it at anything so that he doesn't get touched. Rodgers knows where he's going with it at all times.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.